Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is John Batchelor from a much longer conversation with my good colleague Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator, now at the Sagamore Institute, about naval presence. The concept of naval presence is a subset of deterrence and how it works in the real world. We use the example of the deployment of the USS Gerald Ford and its carrier strike force, its carrier battle group, along with the deployment now of the USS Eisenhower, which Jerry tells me is racing across the Atlantic to join the Ford. How that overwhelming firepower, cruise missiles, aircraft, all manner of support vehicles, support ships, how that influences decisions made by Iran and its stooges in Hezbollah in Beirut and Hamas in Gaza. In other words, how the Navy's presence without opening fire, without firing a shot, changes the battlefield for the good, for the advantage. But what are the metrics to judge a naval presence in history? And Jerry explains how he did it for this study of naval presence, the modern Navy, and what is to be done. Here's Jerry.
Well, John, when we talk about deterrence theory, you know, you and I have had these conversations in the past about nuclear deterrence. We know at the height of the Cold War that when we deployed intermediate range ballistic missiles into Europe, that that had an impact that deterred the Soviet Union from moving, or at least moving aggressively against Germany or some of the other NATO allies then in Eastern Europe, now in mid-central Europe. And so what I have done is I have taken definitions from that time period, essentially some both language as well as some war game equations that were applied to nuclear deterrence theory, and I've used it and applied it within naval deterrence theory. So this idea that I can actually build a mathematical model that would look at different subcomponents of naval presence. So there are physical characteristics of naval presence, like the lethality of a ship, what its awareness is, how ready that ship is to the degree that it's been maintained and trained. I can measure those things fairly easy. But then there are other non-corporeal aspects of naval presence, like the size of the fleet, the size of the industrial base, the national will or the perception of national will. How willing is a nation to go to war at sea? And so we sort of measure those things and we pass sort of the physical characteristics through a lens of these non-physical characteristics, and they have an impact depending on what water we're operating in. So whether it's the South China Sea that we did this particular study on, or whether it's the Eastern Mediterranean, where we're seeing the real impact of the Ford upon Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran by extension, you know, you actually bring all these things into bear.
Thank you.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.